Good afternoon, Tampa Bay and around the globe. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we originate in Clearwater, Florida. Absolutely beautiful Clearwater, Florida. Even though we got some scattered showers today, it is gorgeous. As always, and we are so excited to be here with you today and bring the living word of God into your homes or cars or wherever you might be listening to us, either live or later at another time on our website or on Starcom Media. So welcome, Starcom Media Network people and listeners, wherever you are in all these different cities across the United States and in different countries. Welcome to every single one of you. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister, and this is our radio show from Beacon of Hope, now in our ninth year, every Sunday, and a blessing to be able to bring the Word of God to you every week. With me today are two of our radio team members, one right here from Florida, from our church, and one from our extended ministry up in Indiana, where I used to pastor. So we are going to have a great time. Betty will be joining us pretty soon. Nan is right here in the studio with me. And also, we have a special guest in the studio today, don't we?
Yes, we do, a very special guest.
It's my grandson, Levi, and I'm very happy to have him, one of nine grandchildren here. And so it's good to have him, and he's getting ready to be a sophomore in high school, and this is a good experience for him, Nan, for him to be able to see what his Nana does all the time, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, good experience for anyone to have the opportunity to be able to see what happens here, because that's very exciting.
It is. It is. And I'm in the control room, and I love doing that, and running all the controls, and you're in there in the studio, and we can make eye contact through the glass.
Pretty
cool.
Yes, we can.
And
pretty
communicate. Cool. So, Nan, we just came from the nursing home, which we do that ministry the first Sunday of every month. And what a joy to be able to talk to all those dear ones and to sing songs. We do a lot of old Sunday school songs that a lot of them know. That's intentional because they know those songs. And then today you shared a little bit about freedom since yesterday was July 4th. And you're all dressed up, red, white, and blue, with beads
yes,
all around you.
Absolutely.
It's amazing you don't have balloons coming out of your ears or something, because you look rather festive.
Thank you. That was the intent. I'm glad that went along with what I was saying, so I'm glad it all worked out.
That's
together.
Right. You ended up becoming very festive and celebratory.
Yes.
So it's fun. We're celebrating the freedom of our country and celebrating also the freedom we have in Jesus. And it's great to be able to do that. You know, with freedom on the air, it's amazing, Nan, that the liberties that we have, and we thank God for those liberties. We're in a new series that we started a few weeks ago called All Out Alignment, and I'm really enjoying teaching this stuff. And enjoy you and Betty coming on today to discuss some of these principles and how they apply to our everyday lives. And there's so many people out there that are basically out of alignment, Nan. I mean, they're just kind of like spiritually hanging on or whatever, and not necessarily just really growing and really being closer to the Lord. They're just kind of there, you know?
Well, it's all that just came to me, and I hadn't really thought that yet in the series. Some of them just feel beat up.
Beat up.
Beat
yeah.
up by circumstances, beat up by spiritually by Satan, doing, you know, whatever,
right.
just beat up, beat down, but they can get in alignment.
Exactly.
They can get in alignment.
And the joy of being in alignment is that we're hearing the voice of God stronger. We are following his leading better when we are aligned up with his will and purpose for our lives. When we're not over there doing our own thing and just, you know, floundering around, it is so much better. We have productive, more productive lives, and especially more productive spiritually.
Almost. I can look back at when I first came to Beacon compared to how I am now. And that's like, it's like two different people.
Night and day, isn't
it? Night and day. I was floundering around, like you just said, kind of floundering around in,
right,
in life and, you know, whatever happened. And, you know, not looking to the Lord.
Right.
Who is the one who aligns us.
Right.
As we align with him and his word, we become in alignment.
Absolutely.
All out alignment.
And why is all out so important?
All out?
Yeah, all out alignment.
All the way.
All the way.
100%.
Yeah.
Why is it important?
Why is that so important that we be in all out alignment?
Well, one thing, it makes life a lot easier.
It does, doesn't it?
You know, I mean, when things are right, like
right,
that spiritually in our lives, and we are in all-out alignment, we can face the difficulties that we've, and we will have difficulties.
Yes.
So we're not a pie in the sky and everything's fine, nothing ever happens in your life.
Right.
We will have difficulties come our way because we're human and we live here on the earth.
Sure.
But with being all-out in alignment, we can better deal with those things.
We
because
can.
Because God has equipped us.
Right.
When we're in alignment to be able to, okay, that is happening.
Yeah.
Okay, but God has an answer.
God has an answer.
And God is with me and he is helping me. And it's just the difference between, you know, having that real one, that feeling, that help that
right,
he offers as we allow him to have
absolutely,
us in alignment.
Absolutely. And we're going to start this show today with one of my favorite songs. I say that a lot, but this really is by C.C. Winans. His strength is perfect, because there's so many times that we don't feel very strong and we feel rather weak, which we will get to that about Gideon in just a moment. C.C. Winans, His Strength is Perfect.
I can do through Christ who gives me strength, but sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. No great success to show, no glory of my own, yet in my
Praise God. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone, and so often we need him to carry us because we can't carry on. I love that song because it reminds us that God is always taking care of us, and his word says he'll never leave us or forsake us. So no matter what it is you're going through, he is always there. And what a great reminder. His strength is perfect. Nan, you have a poem. Nan is, I got to explain to our audience really about you, Nan, because this started, what, a couple years ago maybe?
Something like that.
That so often you get a poem from God as a song is going on or something that we're saying or talking about, or right?
Yes.
And that's what's happened just now. So you have something to share?
Yes.
And we'll talk to Betty in a minute.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, great. My strength will see you through your messes. Trust me, look to me, believe, pray. You will see me move in those situations. You will see victory, a brand new day. You will move forward in my strength to share with others what you now live. You really need to hear that from me. They really need to hear that from me. This peace to them I will also give. I recognize the weaknesses that you have, but I will help you through it all. Look to me, trust, believe, learn. You will make it, even though you may see a wall. You will become strengthened by my strength. You will make it. Watch, you will see. You are becoming a wonderful vessel. You are becoming a wonderful beauty.
Oh, praise God.
And one
God.
Thing that I want to just kind of just that really struck me about a couple things in here where he said trust.
Mm-hmm.
He said believe.
Yes.
He said look to me. And I believe if people will do that during this radio show, we're
right.
talking about all out alignment.
Yes.
And if they will trust him, if they will listen to him, if they will learn of him today, whether it's now live or whether it's at a future time, the anointing is on the show.
Exactly.
So the anointing goes with the show, wherever
right.
the show goes, whenever the show goes.
Sure.
But I really just sense in my spirit if people would just get a hold and grasp this concept.
Yes.
It will be totally life-changing for them as they listen to this, as they apply it to their lives.
Absolutely. And it so applies to our lives. And it's so nice to have that reminder in a poem form where God, it's a prophetic word that God just spoke through you, Nan. And he's reminding us that he is right there, no matter what's going on, no matter how adequate or inadequate we feel, which reminds us of Gideon as we begin
yes.
this
mm-hmm.
show today, because we've been talking about Gideon in Judges 6 and 7 for a while. And Gideon was a guy that really felt very insecure, very down, very hard on himself. And we talked last week about how when the angel of God appeared to Gideon to tell him that he was going to be the one that he was going to use to deliver Israel from the enemy, the Midians, the Midianites, and the other bad guys that were constantly stealing the food of Israel and really giving them a real hard time. They went through 7 years of oppression. I mean, serious oppression. The angel of the Lord shows up, and the angel of the Lord does not appear to the whole group in Israel. It appears to one person, and it's Gideon. And Gideon tells God, he doesn't even realize at that point that it is God. He thinks it's an angel, but he says, you know, why are you choosing me? I'm nothing. I'm so inadequate. I am from a very poor tribe. I am also from a family that is the least in the tribe. And in my family, I'm the runt of the litter. And I love the way the Message Bible says that, the runt of the litter, because Gideon is saying, who am I to be able to go and fight battles? I mean, I'm just this one little person. And Nan, I think so often we feel that way in life. We're just... Who am I to go do wonderful things for God and for his kingdom?
What I just thought of was Gideon as well. I mean, I can speak for myself. I can't speak for anybody else. But, you know, the Lord impressed on him, this is what I want you to do.
Yes.
And you said a key thing that God didn't speak that to everybody around him. He spoke it to Gideon.
Just to Gideon.
And then Gideon talked to God about it.
Yes.
And I know, like, for myself, when the Lord really lays something on my heart that you're going to be doing this or you're going to be doing that, you know, I don't go and share that with a bunch of people,
right.
especially at that point. Everything comes out in time, you know, the Lord starts using poems or whatever he's doing, you know, he's, you know, then people know. But we have to be careful that we speak to God about that.
Yes.
That we know, okay, we've heard from God. Gideon heard from God. And then he questioned God. Are you sure about this? I mean, look at me. I'm the run of the litter.
Right.
And we feel like the run of the litter at times.
Yeah.
And we need to get that. What's the way? We need to settle that.
Right.
We need to settle that within ourselves. Okay, God has called me to do this. Teach the children in children's church. I mean,
right.
Before you go and just get it settled within yourself, you know you've heard from God.
Right.
You say, okay, I know I've heard from you, and now I accept that I've heard from you, and now I'll move forward in that. Then you can begin to share with people. I think that's important that you get it settled within yourself.
And even when it's settled, I mean, there are times that doubt begins to come back. And we're going to talk about that today.
Right.
And some of you out there in Radio Land may be saying, maybe this is for me today, because you struggle with really knowing that's God's voice to you. And maybe you struggle with knowing really whether or not he's calling you to do something or asking you to do something, and you struggle with that. Betty, are you on the air with us now?
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon.
Hey, my buddy Betty, how you doing?
Betty, from Connersville, Indiana.
Yep, that's me, off the way.
Yeah, long way away. Is it nice up there today or rainy?
No, we're expecting rain all week, but I think the Lord has given us a day of no precipitation. Overcast and humid, but no rain in sight, at least right now. But
okay.
You know, and if you live in Indiana, it could change at any time.
That's right. Well, okay. So Nan and I are talking here about how Gideon was God's chosen one, but Gideon didn't feel like he was that great. In fact, we just did the song. I don't know if you heard it when you just tuned in. His strength is perfect when my strength is gone. You know, I love that, because it's God wants to teach us that it's his strength that needs to take over in us, and that we've got to quit thinking we can do things on our own, because we really can't. We really can't without God, you know?
No, and I think it's through our weakness that God makes us strong.
Yeah.
There comes a point in everyone's time where we try doing it on our own and we kind of mess things up a little bit.
Yeah.
But when God takes over, he puts things back into perspective.
Sure.
He makes things more easy. Sometimes it is hard.
Yeah.
He makes things a lot easier when we give him control, just like Gideon. You know, we are, I think, in studying and looking back over the last, you know, 3 or 4 hours, is that just thinking about things about Gideon, is that when we feel like that we can't do it, or that we're given a task that we cannot perform, that's when God aligns us and says, yes, you can. And taking that straight path of where
Amen.
God wants to go, is he uses our weaknesses.
Yes.
Because if we set ourselves up on a pedestal, he's less likely to intervene, because we think we're above everybody else. Well, he takes the weakest. He takes the lowest, at least they think they are, and he turns them into kings.
And
he turns our sons into kings and our daughters into queens.
Yeah.
And it's just that's what he does. He takes
yes.
us and makes us stronger.
And I love the fact that he actually is looking for the willing heart. It's not about our abilities and our talents
right.
and our education. Nan, you started to say something
well,
there.
I was just, this is not say look at me, but just as an example of the poem thing.
Yeah.
He started giving poems to me.
Poems.
Poems. Back in, where are we at now? Back in maybe around 2000.
Okay.
And he would give them once in a while.
Right.
And they would be for people, and I would give them to people. And I've always been very careful to recognize, for number one, it's not Nan.
Right.
Number two, give glory to God.
Absolutely.
And he's
absolutely
grown that ministry up now,
yeah,
to the point, I mean, well, look, I'm on a radio station right now.
Right.
And he's giving poems in the middle of songs, and the poems are going out ministering to
that's
people,
right,
and they're coinciding with what he's doing. That's how the anointing works, because this is not staged.
Right.
This is not planned. This is him.
No script.
But, you know, it's important in whatever we do to remain humble.
Yes.
Whatever that is,
yes,
whatever
absolutely
we're doing for God, we need to remain humble. Like Betty was just saying,
mm-hmm,
how he moves, how if it wasn't for a weakness,
right,
then we can try to steal the glory.
Right.
But like you say, Pastor, he likes to show off.
Oh, he does.
And he likes to show off. That goes along with what Betty was saying, you know, in our weaknesses, that's when he makes us strong. That's when he uses us. That's when things go forward. And he just shows off.
And it's so like him to pick somebody that would be the least likely to be used by God. I mean, some people grow up in the ministry. Well, I did. I will say that. But they grow up, or maybe they're groomed by, maybe their dad is the pastor of a great big mega church, and they're groomed for the ministry. And they seem like the likely person to do that. But it's so like God to come in and use just people who aren't in having all the education, mm-hmm, or having all the being at the right place at the right time. Because God wants to get the glory out of what he
right
does. And Betty talked to us about that. God is so, he is so insistent that he gets the glory and not we. It's not about us, you know? Are you there, Betty? Did we lose her? Betty.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Am I there?
Yeah, we lost you.
Okay, sorry. Sorry when there's background noise. I've been muting my phone.
Okay.
One of the things I think that God wants to do when he gets the glory, he's not a glory seeker by any means like what we would think. It's just that we as a people, we as children of the King, we worship him because we want to.
Right.
It gives me great pleasure. It gives me peace. It gives me tranquility to worship him, give him the glory, because he is the one that deserves it, because he's the one that does all the work.
Right.
We're his hands and his feet. But he is the one, he's almost like the architect who draws up all the plans, and he sets them so far apart, I mean, so far in front of us that we could never, ever see anything that far away. I know I'm not
right
making any sense. I am trying to make a point here, but I don't know if I'm doing it or not. But he's the architect. He's the excavator.
Yeah.
He's everything that we can't be.
Right.
Because we don't have the power. We don't have the ability to do what he does. So if he's the initiator, the author, and the finisher, what more do we need to give him the glory? Some people I've talked to over the years don't feel like that God is worthy of that glory.
Mm.
And
wow,
you have to explain to them that he is our, you know, God is the creator.
Yeah.
Jesus is the Son. And who could be more apt to receive all of the glory than Jesus Christ, the Son?
Oh, yeah.
And the Holy Spirit, the three in one, the Trinity. I can't think of anything else at this point, Marcia, that would have.
Oh, no. There's
that would want that. I'm sure, yeah, there's other religions that, you know, they put themselves above God, but that's not what the Lord has instructed us through his word.
Right.
And I, the scripture escapes me about worshiping, about the glory, why God gets the glory.
Yeah.
I'm working on the scripture thing, but it becomes apparent to me that all glory goes to God.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've always seen it that way. And I don't ever see that changing in my perspective.
Oh, no. And when we really realize that God must get the glory, things begin to change in our lives.
Oh, yes.
In Judges 6, down in about verse 23, when Gideon, or 21 or 22, when Gideon goes to make a meal for the angel of the Lord that is visiting him, and Gideon makes a very elaborate meal. We talked about it last week. He uses a half a bushel of flour. You know, he's like, really, he kills a cow. He does all these things. And he makes this fancy meal, and he brings it back thinking that the angel of the Lord is going to eat it. But what the angel of the Lord does is, having put it on this rock, and of course that symbolizes Jesus. He is our rock. And the broth is poured over it. The angel touches that sacrifice, and it bursts into flames, which is so symbolic of the importance of us allowing God to burn up the junk in our lives. But it's in this little thing that happens, this little scene that I just described. In that, Gideon begins to worship Almighty God and realizes, and right there, as that sacrifice burns up, he sees that this is God he's dealing with. And he panics. We talked about this last week a little bit because, you know, Moses was told, you know, you're not going to see my face. God said, you're not going to see my face or you'd have to die. And so Gideon thinks, oh my, am I going to die? And God says, no, you're not. It's a different situation, different stuff going on here. But what happens is worship takes place right here. As Gideon realizes that this is God himself, he bows in worship and he actually builds an altar. And the point that we want to start with today is that as we see God in our circumstances, in our individual lives, we recognize that God is working. It simply makes us want to worship. And when we worship and we just bow down before him, if you can't physically do that, but you can do it in your heart, Lord, I bow before you. I submit to you. You're my King. You're my God. You're my Lord and Savior, the healer of my body, all of that. And as you begin to worship him and tell him how wonderful he is, how great is our God, and all of that, then peace comes from that. And I love the fact that Gideon starts out, Nan, to do a good deed, you know, go cook a meal for the angel of the Lord that is visiting, you know, not realizing this is in his kindness. Okay. And this is so good and so true in our kindness. Sometimes when we are doing for someone, or we are taking time to spend with God because we want to, God meets us in that moment. And we realize it's him showing up. We feel him on the inside, and we begin to worship. And from the worship comes peace. Nan, you want to comment on that? And then I'll go to Betty.
Well, there was something that you said there that I wanted to expound on just briefly. You were talking about he made an altar.
Yeah.
And you said, if you know, people can kneel before God, kneel before
yes.
God. If they can't, they can't. I used to be able to, and now with my knee, I can't.
Right.
But I can still worship him and praise him. And
yes.
And people, there may be people listening who, have several children they take care of, or whatever, you know, circumstances in their lives, an ailing parent that they, you know, provide all the care for, whatever. And they say, but I don't seem to have the time. And we've
right.
just said this on the show before. That time can be in the shower.
Sure, anywhere.
Anywhere. In your car when you're traveling to the store. When
yes.
When you're going
yes.
to wherever yes. that you're traveling. But, you know, it brought warm fuzzies to me when you said that, because I have this recliner. And I love my recliner. And that's where I used to would spend time with God, was at my recliner. I can kneel at my recliner. That was my recliner. Well, I still have that recliner.
Okay.
And my roommate, well, it's this couch, the seat is cushion is sinking down a little bit. And it's
okay.
But it's still, that's my place with God.
Yeah, you got
and
that
place.
And it's
like,
place.
Well, wow. I'll buy you a new one. I'm like,
I don't want a new one. For yeah. me, that's just me. That's just me. That is a special place
it's
for me.
That place. Yes.
Because I can remember all the many times
Ooh.
When I was in tough situations.
Right.
I can see in my Bible where I wrote at 4 a.m. in the morning where he had woken me up.
Yeah.
Or where I had awakened because of the stress of what was on me.
Yes.
And how I met him there. He
yes.
met me there.
Amen.
And I just want to encourage Ooh. People, wherever they are, God will meet you there.
That's
just look
exactly
to him.
Right.
Excellent. Even if you feel like you're the runt, he's
right.
still going to meet you there.
Amen.
He's going to meet mm-hmm. you there, and he's going to lead you and guide you.
And so often it's doing our daily chores, or it's doing, you know, driving down the road. Betty, with your ranch, and our listeners need to know that you and your husband have a large ranch, many acres, horses, all kinds of things, and every animal known to man almost. You almost have a Noah's yeah. Ark. And
yeah, we do.
But you're out there slopping the hogs. No, you don't have pigs, but you're out there with the horses. Not yet. Oh, okay. And all the things that you do, and I bet you can relate here to the time. It's so important to praise God no matter what you're doing, right? Worship him.
Right, right. And I think Nan made a very good point, is that you should not let your physical limitations hinder you from
right.
worship. And I know when I'm outside, that's my peaceful time with the Lord. And
right.
I'm an outdoors person anyway. And I find that God's peace where you meet him.
Yes.
You can meet him, like Nan said, anywhere, but mine basically is outside. I can feel, you know, if the wind blows or a butterfly comes by or a hummingbird or a cardinal or whatever. It brings me such peace.
Yes.
And it gives me that sense that even though I can't see the presence of God, I can feel it.
Amen. Amen. And you know when you feel him, right? You know when he's there.
I do believe, and I truly believe this with all my heart, is that people have become so calloused.
Yes.
And so not in tune with what the Lord wants.
Right.
And I think once that you get that alignment back,
yeah,
you realize how much that you've missed his presence.
Oh, amen.
And it becomes apparent that when you start, if you're facing a storm or you're facing something that an obstacle that you just can't get around, and you think, God, where are you? I'm shaking my fist, but who am I shaking it at?
Right.
And that's when the Lord shows up and shows off at the
mm-hmm.
same time.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're going through a financial crisis or a divorce or whatever, you're struggling with drug addiction or alcohol, is that he meets you at that alignment point.
Yes.
And just like alignment on a car, there's
mm-hmm.
a point that
yeah.
your tires have to reach. And that's where at that point that you get to the point like where Gideon was, he felt like that he was less than perfect.
Right.
That he was not the person that God could use. But to become a mighty warrior, you start at the very bottom and you work your way up. And it's like on the rungs on a ladder. The more you worship him, the more in alignment that you are, the higher your spirit gets raised.
Amen.
And the higher that you get, just within your own spirit, in yourself, you feel so much more alive. You feel like that you have risen above your situation.
Yes, yes.
And to not give up, have hope and faith and trust that God is going to align you where you are going to be in perfect alignment with him, so that he can use you in any way, shape, or form.
Amen. And, you know, I love the way you put all that, because it's right on, because when we just get all preoccupied with our inadequacies and our ways of not measuring up, you know, we feel less than, or we feel like God can never use me, like Gideon. All of this stuff, when we major on that, we are just playing into the hand of the devil, Lynn, I'm sorry, Nan. We are just playing into the hand of the devil when we simply allow ourselves to go down that path of being distracted away from his presence. But when we say, wait a minute, I am going to take time in the word. I am going to take time to worship God. I am going to take time to grow the Spirit of God within me. Then we become more able to be aligned and used. Nan, talk to us about that. Hang on. I'm sorry, I had turned your mic off because you were typing.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's fine. You're back on now.
What came to my mind as I was driving here, you know, I have a membership at the YMCA, and I really need to get active with that, you know, for health reasons, you know, just to tone up and with the knees and everything. And I thought, that's it. I've been trying to get there for over a week.
Right.
And I haven't done it yet. I said, okay, I am going to mark on my calendar tomorrow when I get off work, before I go home and get caught up with all the house duties.
Right.
I'm going to go to the Y.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that. I'm going to mark my days, and that's where I'm going to go. And it's going to be just part of my schedule. This is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And that's really what, it's not to put God in a box or anything like that, but this is what we need to do with him, is we need to spend that time with him.
If we
have to schedule it on our calendar.
Right, whatever schedule, it takes.
Get up 30 minutes earlier in the morning. Morning's a wonderful time to spend with the Lord.
It is,
you know? Before all the hecticness of the day starts. But spend that time. You know, Betty spends that time outdoors when God can really, she hears him, she senses him and feels him. You know, whatever works for everyone, they need to do what works for them. Find what works for them, but they need to schedule that time. They need to say, I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to do this because I want to do this. Because
absolutely.
I want to get closer to the Lord. I want to be in alignment. I want to know what God wants me to do. I want to hear him.
That you're right. You're both so right on. And the thing is, when we do spend that time and we do allow ourselves not to just use that time to complain and whine and groan, but instead, I mean, yeah, you can say, God, here's my needs. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we take the time to enter into that next level, which is worship, and where we're saying, God, I just love you. I just praise you. You are Almighty God. You are my King. You're the healer of my body. I love you so much. You're the healer of my relationships. On and on and on. Whatever it is you say as you worship. Then exactly what happened to Gideon here is going to happen to you too, because we are sitting here on this show today telling you we live this, so we know this is true. Because when Gideon began to build the altar and worshiped and realized this was God, then peace came all over him, and he named that altar Jehovah Shalom. And this is the only place in the word where we see that name of God, Jehovah Shalom, which means he is our peace. And Betty, I don't know about you, but there's nothing like that time of worship. And then where the peace just floods you and you just know you're okay. God loves you. You love him. And whatever your problem is, God's got an answer. It's going to be worked out. You know what I'm saying, Betty Thomas?
Oh yes. Amen. Pastor Marcia McAllister. I couldn't agree more. I think one of the things that probably I knew God's peace and presence was the loss that you feel when a grandchild dies or you have a loved one that passes, is that you can go through, we put so many limitations on ourselves,
sure,
Pastor Marcia and Nan, that we don't allow God time to show us that peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when Grayson passed away, we knew that something was happening. We knew that something was going to transpire
from
all of this. And Grayson was my grandson that passed away in April of last year. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I had never lost anyone. I mean, I've lost all of my family is basically gone there with Jesus. So I hadn't lost anyone for a long time until after Grayson passed away. And when we were in the hospital room and we were waiting on Grayson to come back into the room, one of the things that I prayed was the hardest prayer I ever prayed in my life, and I think I've shared this on the radio before, is that, God, not our will be done, but yours.
Yes, yes.
That was the first surrender.
Right.
That was the first alignment
that came.
That's when I prayed, when I said that, those very few words, it's almost like a shroud came out of heaven. And I can't speak for anyone else in the room, but I wept uncontrollably. And when I cry, I don't cry very softly. And that I felt these arms, it was almost like my grandma used to hold me that way.
Mm-hmm.
She would put her arms around me and hold me. There were no arms around me. You could not see any arms around me, but you could feel it.
Wow.
You could feel this warm blanket-type feeling. And I want to talk about a shroud. Is this blanket.
Yeah.
And you could feel it, the compression.
Ooh, praise God.
In that moment. And I have never felt such peace like that in my entire life.
Yeah.
Other than the time when I was outside and I pray outside, I pray aloud, and I'm sure my neighbors think I'm just totally probably whacked out at times. But I felt his presence again.
Yeah.
And everyone can feel that type of presence if that's what they want.
Yeah.
God's not going to force himself on you if you don't want him.
That's right.
But if you truly want him, you seek his face and all of the things that he has for you, that peace that passes all understanding will come upon you, and you will see that God is real, God is perfect, and God's timing may not be yours, but his timing is perfect.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Ooh, let's go to this song, and we've had some people texting in, and so I'll read some texts here in a minute. And if you want to join our conversation or ask a question during the show, we welcome you to do that by texting our Google number, and you can do that 24/7, 365, and it is 727-888-4171. Listen to this song, Face Down by Casting Crowns. Love this song.
I try to find tell you some way to show you what you mean to me. There's nothing new. I exhaust myself searching. The world just keeps turning. What else can I do? 'Cause I find myself empty and face down, having nothing else to cling to. Suffered and bled, overcoming my death, recreating me. With this freedom, I will be. Someone humbled and broken at your feet.
Praise God. Praise God. Someone humbled and broken at your feet. Wow. This comment came in from a text. God wants us to give him the glory so that he knows we believe in him. And it shows others that God did it, not us, and that may bring others to worship him. And that is such a right-on text, because it is all about God getting the glory. That's exactly what it's about. And Gideon here is humbled. He builds an altar. He recognizes that God is right there with him, and he begins to worship him, and from that comes peace. And that's where we see Gideon in Judges 6, and about verse 23. And then that very night is when we talked about this last week. So then we're going to go on to this. I'm going to give you this event very quickly, and then we're going to go on past it. But that very night, Gideon is impressed. He really feels like God is leading him to go tear down the old idols of Baal and the Asherah, all the idols that were not from God in that the town that people were worshiping there, all the false gods. And he does this. And, you know, we so often when we step out in faith, Nan, so often the enemy comes and tries to discourage us and try to defeat us by us stepping out in faith and try to say, why'd you do that? What's the matter with you? And the townspeople, they went into an uproar, didn't they, over this?
Oh, they got pretty upset.
Pretty upset because the idols were torn down.
Right, yeah. But what they had known and familiar to them and what they believed in,
that's
all of a
it.
Sudden was ripped away.
Right.
And why did you do this? What is wrong with you?
And so often people around us, when we make changes and we start spending more time with God, we start worshiping God more, we start putting his word as a priority, whether that means going to church, Bible study, that means listening to radio shows, whatever it is, and we start really putting our relationship with God as a priority, a lot of times people around us are not very happy about that at all. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you know, if it's, say, a couple dating.
Yeah.
And maybe some of the time that one of the individuals, the person who's really, you know, maybe really serving the Lord and is growing and the Lord is calling them into various things, winds up needing to spend a little less time with that person because they're spending it with God. They can actually get jealous over God,
right.
You know, and but the person needs to do what they need to do for themselves.
You know, when you step out in faith and follow God's leading, it does sometimes have repercussions with those around you. Betty, you want to comment on this before we talk more about the things that the devil throws at us when we step out in faith?
Oh, yeah. Fear.
Fear. Yes, fear's huge.
Fear is probably the biggest one that I can think of right now, because people don't like change.
Right.
It's just similar, just like it is in the Old Testament with Gideon, is that, hey, don't do that. That's change. I don't want to change. I want to continue.
You're right.
Same cycle that I've been in for the last 25 or 30 years, however many years that they had all of these altars. Is when they start tearing him down. Where's he at? You know,
right?
And then it put fear into the people because he had torn down something that they were used to seeing, whether they walked
right,
whether they worshipped or not. So the cycle started. Gideon started a cycle that people did not like.
Well, people,
and it was
go ahead.
For change. It was change.
That's it right
for the,
there.
For the glory of God.
Yes, yes.
And it's like let's get our focus off of these idols, and let's get our focus back on God, because that's where the devil pushes us to the point. I'm sorry, I need to raise my voice, didn't I?
Yes, did. You got all. Wow.
I got that. got Pentecostal on you.
Yeah, you did, man.
But it came down to the point where even in today's world is that if you're focused on your work, if you're focused on everything else except the Lord, then the Lord wants to get your attention.
Right.
And if you're listening and you want that alignment with Him, it's time to change. It's time to change your routine. It's time to change, get out of the busy cycle and get back with God. And watch how much things change for the good. And give Satan a kick in the pants and pick up, instead of picking up your cell phone or picking up the newspaper or getting on the computer, pick up the Word of God.
Absolutely.
Read His Word. Read what is so life-changing that is can water your spirit down if you're dry. I mean, it's just a total change of heart, a total change of attitude can do a person good.
Oh, absolutely. But you're right. The people don't like change. You're right about that.
No.
And
no,
so when one of us or many of us are stepping out in faith and saying, you know what, I'm going to take the time to read, and if it changes the routine in the house or changes your dynamic in your life, well, so be it, because I'm going to take time to read the Word and I'm going to take time to worship. And as a result of that, what happens is the devil is there working, trying to stir up those people around you to say, well, that's not right. You're spending too much time doing that. That's not right. That's not. And it's this thing that we talked about Friday night in our Friday gathering, how the devil disses us. And we're going to talk more about that in just a little while. But we got to be careful, because when we realize that we need to be worshiping God more, we need to be reading the Word more, we need to be participating with people and surrounding ourselves with people who think like we do as far as the Word, and really understanding that God's got a plan for us, the devil comes in to try to stop it. And he tries to stop it in so many different ways.
He'll determine where your weak point is.
And yes,
he
will.
That's how he'll try to come in. The way that he might come against you,
you're right,
or come against Betty, may be a very different way that he comes against me.
Right.
You know, and he kind of will individualize his plan of attack against whoever he's coming against.
Yes, absolutely. And we've got to be wise to this. And in this event, we're going to talk in this next hour about how doubt has crept in here to Gideon, even after Gideon has had this wonderful experience of worship with God. All the townspeople rose up against Gideon, and they absolutely threw a fit the fact that he had done this heroic thing of tearing down the false idols and really stepping out in faith. And his own dad is the one who came to his rescue and said, wait a minute, leave him alone. Let Baal, which is the name of the false, fight his own battles. You know, it's so often we just get caught up in what everyone around us is saying, you know, and we let it determine our next moves. Comment on that, and then we're going to talk a minute here.
Well, Friday night, one of the things we talked about was be careful who you surround yourself with.
Yes,
absolutely. And we kind of expounded on that a little bit, because someone said, and I very much agree with them, they said that sincere, truthful Christians are seemingly dying breed at times, because
yes,
you know, who do you trust of those around you? And you point out, it doesn't necessarily have to be a troop of 20 people.
No.
It can be two.
Right.
It can be, I mean, you can surround yourself with, you know, and that's important, who you surround yourself with.
Yes.
Because we listen to the people who are around us.
We do.
And that is one of the ways that Satan can try to get at us, is by influencing negative words coming out of their mouth.
Sure.
Against us can affect us. So that's why we need to surround ourselves with people who are born again, really serving the Lord, are in tune with God. They're going to be truthful with us. They're going to be real with us. You know,
right.
I mean, I wouldn't want someone around me who's only going to say, oh, yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Sometimes buffeting needs to occur.
Sure.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But you need to surround yourself with godly, wholesome people who are on the same wavelength as where you are going.
Exactly. Which brings us to this, and then we're going to talk more at top of the hour. But let's get a couple things in here, Betty. That's one of the benefits of having a prayer team that we have at Beacon of Hope. That is a global prayer team. You and Pastor Jim take all the prayer requests that come in. Would you comment on that prayer team and invite people to join us in that?
Oh, I tell you, there's no greater joy than reading a prayer, typing a prayer request, and a few days later getting a praise report. That's how quickly God, I think, in the end times, is answering prayer, is immediate, quickly.
Absolutely.
And I think that no matter the need, no matter the request, that we're here 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We don't have time off when it comes to prayer, because
right.
God is always on the scene. And when we lift up that prayer, you send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. You don't have to be a member of this particular ministry. You can be Baptist, Lutheran,
doesn't matter,
whatever.
Right.
God hears our prayers.
And absolutely.
He hears the prayers of his people. And that's why it's so important that if you want to be a part of a powerful, mighty moving of God's power in your own life or in a friend's life and family, pray.
Amen.
If you want to pray with us, send us a prayer request. If you want to be a part of the prayer warriors of BOHM, of the Beacon of Hope Ministries, send us your name and we'll be glad to add you to it and be a part of a mighty moving force of God.
Amen. And we can't stress enough how much we want to pray for your needs out there across the world.
Yes.
And we're hearing from more and more people. All you have to do is type an email, bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Very simple, bohmglobal.com. You don't even have to sign it. You can just say, please pray for this or that, and the prayer team will go to work and do that. So that's, we've been doing this now for many years, and we have seen tremendous answers to prayer, healings for people, all kinds of things, jobs, financial things, miracles happening, just so much. We couldn't begin to tell you everything that's happened. There's so much. So Betty or my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, will send that request out. Just send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. So, Nan, briefly tell them what happens on Friday night if you're in the Tampa Bay area.
We have a time that we get together and sing two or three songs and study the Word, and it's interactive. We can ask questions and make comments. Many of us come from work. We have tables set up. We can bring dinner and eat dinner while we're doing that. And just it's a great time of fellowship, and we learn a lot.
So we welcome you Friday nights. We are currently meeting in the Ramada Inn at 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. As you face the hotel, it's on the right side. It's a separate entrance. Very nice. And we meet there on Friday nights at 6:30, usually out around 8. So just come and join us. We'd love to meet you and have you be a part of our interactive Bible study, which happens every Friday night. And so we are getting ready to go to station ID, but before we do, we want to tell people about Go Yard, which is our other radio show that happens every Thursday night on this station and also on Starcom Media now. And on this station, it airs live at 6:06 p.m., and that is tantalk1340.com. And Go Yard is a counseling show, a life coaching show. Betty, you got about 20 seconds. Tell us about it if you can before we go to a station ID.
Free counseling.
There you go.
Free information about current needs and current happenings that happen in people's lives. A very informative, helpful, and wonderful show of two wonderful people who are in tune with what's going on in today's world regarding mental health counseling. Wonderful show. Tune in. You won't be sorry.
All right. That's me, Mama Mac, my other name.
Yes.
With Dr. Angel Falzoni, a licensed PhD and mental health counselor. Listen to the station ID, and we will be right back.